we're not talking about gold and silver and diamonds. We're talking about travel, and we have Gene Houston here from Piedmont Technical College. How you doing today, Gene Houston?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Ann.
Well, it's good. It's been a while since we've sat down and chatted about the things going on, Piedmont Tech and your own travel and whatnot, so it's a good opportunity.
Yes, it definitely is. It's something I enjoy talking about.
Absolutely. So have you been on any trips this summer?
Oh, yes. I've been on a number of trips. I did the Atlantic Coast of Canada, which was a great experience, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Cape Breton, that area was just beautiful.
Well, it's Europe, and I'm from Maine originally, so that's up in my old stomping ground.
Sure.
That's right. They used to call Maine Southern Canada.
I can understand.
Exactly. So where else did you go this summer?
Then I did a trip with my family to Dominican Republic, which was great.
Yeah.
Back in the spring, I got to go to Panama with Colette Vacations, which was a trip that they sent me on with the company. And this is the tour company I majorly work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience. Got to see the canal working and how awesome that was. And
the new canal they're working on.
And the new canal that they're working on. And just had some wonderful experiences there and met a lot of people from the company and got to know a lot more about it. And
well, that's terrific.
Great experience.
You know, because they're building that the new Panama Canal with the new locks and everything, it's been designed to carry the bigger, heavier, deeper ship.
That's correct.
And, of course, that's why South Carolina needs to expand their port to be able to allow those new, bigger, deeper ships to be able to come into the port of Charleston.
That's correct.
So this is kind of a 1-2 punch, and whoever is ready for it comes, 2014 or 2014,
mm-hmm.
Then they'll have that done. That will be the port where they will dock and come. So
right.
Lots of competition for the dollars for that. But we've got that going on. You've got travel trips to talk about. And, you know, the thing I think about what you do that's so neat is if somebody has a budget, you can work with that budget.
Pretty much, Lee. Depending on where they're wanting to go,
sure.
The trips are priced differently according to destinations and length,
mm-hmm.
So we can kind of work within that. But I do work mainly with Colette Vacations. I do have one trip that we're doing this next year at Piedmont Tech with AAA Vacations.
Okay.
And it's not one that Colette has and one that we thought that people would be interested in.
What's
so,
that one?
That's a Uniworld cruise, a small ship boutique cruise from Paris to Normandy.
Oh.
So it's 2 days in Paris, and then you get on this small river boat, which is just beautifully appointed. It's called a small boutique ship, only 59 cabins on the whole ship.
Okay.
And you do a 7-day cruise on the Seine. You go to see where Monet's home is, where his garden was, where he painted all those beautiful impressionist pictures. You go see where Joan of Arc was martyred, and then when you get to Rouen, you then board a bus and you go to Normandy and spend a day exploring the beaches in the Museum of Normandy, and they give you a rose to put on a soldier's grave there.
Wow.
At the cemetery. Very moving, I've understood.
Absolutely.
And, but they say it's everything is included on the cruise, all your drinks, all your meals, your excursions, everything. They say it's the most relaxing trip you can ever take. really feel relaxed when you come back. And they just
cater
to everything.
Well, the question is, do you want to come back then?
You might not.
You might not, yeah. Well, some of those river cruises are pretty neat, aren't they? And particularly
they really
being on a smaller boat,
yeah.
That is more designed for relaxation,
yeah.
Not all the activities
it
and
is.
Everything of the
it
big
is.
Cruises.
It is. And if you go online and look up UL Cruise Line and look at these ships, I mean, they are absolutely gorgeous. The staterooms are gorgeous. It's like you're in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah. You know, that is one of the advantages of a cruise, isn't it? You only
it
have
is.
To unpack once.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And so many things. You're packing here, going
right.
here, coming back. Yeah, it's
right.
tough. Yeah.
But that's kind of the only way you're going to get to see a country from one side to the other is by packing and unpacking and moving.
Sure.
But then it's nice to have the option to be able to unpack once and just kind of do things at your leisure.
Absolutely.
And so this will be a nice nice cruise. There's still some cabins available. But I would recommend anybody interested to go on and get registered right away.
Right away? Okay, so that is the one, the Paris and Normandy.
It's in April.
April 4th through the 14th. And they can contact you. How would somebody contact you, Jean?
The best way is to call me at 864-993-1955 or either email me at jhug@nctv.com.
Okay. So that's the best way to find out more about these. And, of course, now, is there a time that you have to make up your mind that you're wanting to do this to be included on this trip?
Well, right now it's only first come, first serve basis because we've already passed the deadline for when we could hold guaranteed cabins.
Oh, okay.
So now it's just on space availability.
Okay. So if somebody was interested in this trip, they need to contact you ASAP.
Right.
I guess there would be plenty of wine on this trip.
Oh, yes.
That's how you get so relaxed, Ann. Okay. All right. I just thought I'd better check on that.
Oh,
make sure. Yes. Okay. So if you've always wanted to go to Paris, Normandy, see the masses of tombstones and everything in Normandy. You know, I had the opportunity to go on an honor flight with our World War II vets, and we went to Washington and went to all the places, and, of course, we went to the National Cemetery there.
Mm-hmm.
And as many times as I have seen the National Cemetery on TV and just thought, well, that's neat, there is no comparison to seeing it in person and
mm-hmm.
seeing those rows and rows and rows of headstones and the white marble.
Right.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Very moving.
It is, absolutely. So if you would like to go on a trip like this, now, just for the record, how much does a trip like this cost?
Well, it's based on the different levels of cabin levels. The Category 3 level, which is your least expensive, is now full.
Okay.
So
we're moving up to Category 2, I guess.
To Category 2 or Category 1. Category 2, these are cruise land prices only. The way AAA works it is they give you that. You book your insurance and your air separately. We can get that booked for you through AAA, but it's not an all-inclusive price.
Okay.
So this is your cruise, your land price. For Category 2 is $39.91. For Category 1, which includes a French balcony, is $43.91. Now, if you're a AAA member,
mm-hmm.
you get a $125 discount.
Okay. So that's a good thing there.
Your insurance runs somewhere around $261.
Mm-hmm.
Your air, what we're looking at right now out of Charlotte, is running around $1,100, but we haven't zeroed in on that at this time.
Okay. All right. So if you are looking to relax and get away, hey, this sounds like a great one.
But it is a luxury cruise.
Absolutely, yes.
So.
I mean, I would think so. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, we're here with Jean Houston. If you have a question or a comment, want to ask something, hey, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Right, we're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. Let's do a quick check of the weather while we have this opportunity. Absolutely. I just want to say this has been a gorgeous day out there today, hasn't it, Jean?
Oh, it's been beautiful.
Oh, I tell you what, I could live with this kind of weather all year round. Except we'd get tired of that too. But after all the heat that we've had and everything, this certainly has made it beautiful. But what are we looking at right now? God, must be in the mid-70s, low 80s. What are we looking for tonight? Mainly clear, low around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, mainly sunny sky, high of 81 degrees, and then tomorrow night, a few clouds, low near 55. You know, this is the kind of weather you can leave the windows open and just get some fresh air in there. It sure is great. But that's what the weather is. What have we got as far as the price of gold? Well, let's check out the current price. As I said, it had fallen back some here this afternoon, so let's get a current update on that and make sure we know exactly where we're at. Gold is right now at $17.65, so down about $7. Not too bad, but that's a trend here, folks. And then what about silver? It is exactly at $34. That's $34. You know, we've got a special going on right here. It's one of those crazy deals that I often do right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It's listed out there on the marquee as you drive by. You can get old silver dollars, the original silver dollars, $30 a piece. That'll be today and tomorrow, but that's it. Today and tomorrow, we're selling silver dollars at $30 a piece. That's a bargain, folks. So if you're in the market, want to invest in a little silver, those would be great to buy. Great gifts also for kids, grandkids, or just to throw in the back of the safe and have them there for a rainy day. But speaking of moving forward here and looking forward, you know, there is a coastal holiday. It's a 3-day, 2-night travel adventure featuring the 31st annual Dickens Christmas Show and Christmas on Ice, plus shopping in Myrtle Beach. This will be going on, oh, great. Right after the election.
Yes.
If you're ecstatic and want to celebrate, well, hallelujah, here's a quickie for you. If you're depressed and just need to get away, here's one for you. That's right. That'll be November 9th through the 11th. That's Friday through Sunday. Now, this one, you said, is not actually through the Colette Tours. This is a short weekend trip.
This is, and this has been set up by Vicki Baldwin and Cassie Hall in continuing education at Piedmont Technical College. And it's just people have been asking for short 3-day trips. And
it's called the getaway.
It's just called the getaway. Right. And for someone who doesn't want to be gone long. So it's just a nice weekend. It will be a bus trip down there and back and everything taken care of for you. And
that's terrific.
So it's one that is a big event in Myrtle Beach every year. And the Dickens Christmas Carol event is one that people just come from all over to see.
Yeah, you were telling me what, something like 350 period-clad
vendors. Mm-hmm.
will be selling everything down there, so that sounds like a lot
of
fun. It's also very affordable, $295. That's a deal. And you get your round trip, you get a double occupancy hotel room, one ticket to Christmas on Ice, one ticket to the Dickens Christmas Show, buffet dinner on one day, and the giant crab.
Giant crab.
And two breakfasts at the hotel.
That
sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be an awful lot of fun.
That's right. So, and you won't have to talk about politics because it'll be all over and done.
It'll be all over, and you can just forget about it and go have a good time and start getting ready for the Christmas holiday. It's a good way to kind of introduce the holiday season.
That's right. You know, it's going to be here before we know it.
It is. Somebody was saying it's 3 months from tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Right. That'll be the 25th tomorrow, so
that's
absolutely
right.
3 months away. Now, you also have another Christmas trip coming up, don't you?
Well, we do. We have one that is the New York City holiday. This is November 26th through the 30th. It's now really on a first-come, first-served basis, and I'm not really sure how much space is left on it.
Okay.
But anyone that is interested, if they'll give me a call, it's one they would need to move on quickly. It's just 5 days. It has you do all the sightseeing things that tourists do. You go to the a Broadway play. You get to go to the Rockefeller Center Spectacular Christmas Show and just see all the beautiful decorations.
Well, that looks like that's right after Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Right after Thanksgiving.
So after you've slaved away for Thanksgiving, relax and go to New York, right?
That's right.
I like it.
That's
I like it. Yes, I wish I could do that. Hello! All right, yeah.
But the one that right now we are taking reservations for, these others are kind of as they are available, but they need to call now. But one that we are taking reservations for right now is exploring Scotland and Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing kind of a different twist on this trip. Most people do the southern part of Scotland, southern part of Ireland. We're starting in Edinburgh and going up to the northern part of Scotland, Inverness and the military highway and all of that that's in history, and then taking a ferry across the Irish Sea over to Belfast and going to the Giant Causeway. Have you ever heard of the Giant Causeway?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, I brought a picture for you to see.
Okay, the Giant Causeway
was created by volcanoes, but it looks like huge rocks that are just thrown out into the sea.
Oh, my goodness.
And
makes a causeway?
Yes, and the legend is that giants created this as a way to walk between there and Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, they say it's an awesome thing to see, and one of the 100 things, this is out of the life.
100 places to see in your lifetime?
See in your lifetime between heaven and earth.
That's pretty
cool.
And
that was one of the things they say you really should see, that it's just awesome. And then we find out more about Ireland and go on down to Dublin and spend a couple of days in Dublin and actually get to experience St. Patrick's Day there. We leave to come back on the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, but in Ireland, they celebrate it for 5 days.
Okay.
So we will be in the middle of celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the Irish, which ought to be fun.
Absolutely.
And we'll learn all about St. Patrick and what all that's about.
Well, that sounds cool. So that leaves March 6th and comes back on the 17th.
That's right. And we're taking reservations now. We have guaranteed seats up until October the 1st. There's also a $100 discount up until October the 1st per person.
Okay.
After October the 1st is first come, first serve.
Okay.
Because all those seats go back to Colette Vacation.
So really what you do, you get X amount of seats for Greenwood for Piedmont Tech.
Right.
And then if all of those aren't sold, they go back. And then if some other group picks them up, then we're out of luck.
You're out of luck.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, I can still try to get people on those trips as long as the seats are available.
Sure.
And everything on the Colette trips are all inclusive. The air, the land, everything is, the air taxis, everything is included in the prices.
So you don't have to worry about another price once you book.
No. The only other price is the insurance. They give you the insurance right then and there. And the beauty of their insurance is that you can cancel for any reason up until the day before the trip and get all your money back except for the insurance.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, I mean, gosh, just with the last hurricane down there outside of Tampa.
You never know.
Right. And I know people that were going on trips, and they were like, oh, should we go? Should we not go?
Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, and you don't have to have a note. You don't have to have anything. You just
don't have to have a note from your doctor.
You just call.
Okay, well, there you go. So these are some of the things that are out here. We come back, we're going to talk more about travel opportunities. We're going to talk a little bit about what Jean Houston has learned since she started doing this. She's been working with Piedmont Tech for years, and, of course, she also sells Mary Kay. So we'll talk about some of these things when we come back. Right now, it is almost time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. Do want you to know if you are just getting off work or getting out there from 5:30 to 7:30, it's Bring Your Dog to Brewster's Day. That's right. All dogs will receive a free doggy Sunday, and 12% of all the proceeds will be donated to the Humane Society of Greenwood. Sounds like a fun event. You all ought to get out there and mingle, mingle, mingle. Bring your dog. Make sure they get a doggy Sunday and have a good time. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
That's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, Gene brought up something very good. What if you don't have a pet, but you want to go to Brewster's and contribute? Hey, it's okay. Go on out there. Look at everybody else with their dogs, Gene.
I'll do that.
All right. But 12% of all the money raised this afternoon will go to the Humane Society. So it's a win-win situation.
It is.
Terrific. So, gosh, how is your daughter that works out there with all the horses and everything doing?
Oh, she's great. She's just very busy. She's got a great team this year, and they're looking for their first competition this weekend. And
oh, wow.
So just working hard.
Working hard, yes. And she's married and got little miniature donkeys and just keeps adding more animals to the farm all the time, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. I think she's about to stop on the horses right now for a while.
Well, that's great. Well, tell her I said hello.
I will certainly do that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I drove by and I see where they're enclosing
the arena.
The arena
it's
out there.
It's going to be awesome.
Isn't
it's
that
wonderful.
Fabulous? Yeah.
Yes, they will not have the puddle of water in the arena now when it rains, and also be not quite as hot in the summer.
So they can
ride rain or shine.
Yeah, so that'll be fabulous right there. Of course, we're talking over there at Burton Center, where Lander University has all these horses, and they compete, and they also have the for Burton.
They have the therapeutic riding program for the
Burton Center
residents.
Right, there you go. All right, so make sure you check that out. But things are definitely changing out there. They're covering it. That was a goal, and they have met it, which means they'll have to have another goal.
Well, they have more goals.
I'm sure they do, too. But, in fact, you know, I am surprised. Here you are actually retired from continuing ed, still working in, of course, the travel end of it. But I see where you've added your own business and got your own website for travel now.
I have. I found that people started calling me wanting to know if I could get them on a trip here or a trip there. So and when I went to Panama and met with other tour coordinators, a lot of them are doing that. And so I created my own business called Gene's Travel Adventures, and have a website that's still in
progress.
Still have some things to do to it, but it's getting there. And basically, I'm not an agent, but it's mainly I can put people on any Colette vacation trip they want to go on at any time, even if it's one that we're not doing through tech. But I've got a great working relationship with the company and can get them on and even save them $50.
Okay. All right. So. Now, you know, one of the things, why do you think Colette Travel is such a good organization?
I like the fact that everything is included. They give you all the prices up front, and that doesn't change. The only thing that does is, by law now, federal law, there is a statement that you have to sign that says price is subject to change until paid in full, and that's something that the federal law requires.
Mm.
All travel agents, not just or travel companies, not mm-hmm. just Colette. It's a family-owned business. They just seem to really give good customer service. They take care of all of their customers' needs really well. They really listen to the comments of the customers and try to improve where the customers feel like they need to improve. I've not had a bad tour manager on any of their trips. They've had exceptional tour managers, and we've done over 17 trips with them.
Wow.
So I just have really felt like they were a very good tour company.
You hear stories out there of things that happen, and of course you go along on every trip, don't you, Gene?
Just about all of them. There are a few I haven't gotten to go on.
Right.
But I go on as many as possible. And if I have 8 to 10 people, I usually go, mainly to get them through the airport, troubleshoot, kind of be a liaison, and just make sure they're having a good time. And and if they have a problem, trying to take care of that for them.
Well, you know, that's one of the things about nice about going with a tour group is that ability to have other people take care of the problems.
Yes. Well, and you know, people question why do a tour or go on your own. And, you know, there are pros and cons for both.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about a tour is you know what's safe. They tell you where it's safe to go, where it's not safe to go. You see the high points, so you make sure you don't miss some of the major things you should see. Now, you may not get to some of the little out-of-the-way places, but you get to see the main things, and you do have time to explore on your own if you want to. They have optional things that you can do on your leisure time that's organized, or you can use your leisure time to explore on your own. They carry your luggage to and from your room for
you. Well,
there's
a real plus, yes.
A plus.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got to get it through the airport, but that's because the airport tells you you have to.
Right.
You know, they just take care of all of those little things. All the gratuities are taken care of. All you have to do in gratuity is, at the end, you give a gratuity to your bus driver and to the tour manager. But other than that, all the gratuities are covered. It simplifies it. It makes it easy, and you don't worry about having to drive on the wrong side of the road or getting lost or getting in to see museums or different places, because where people are standing in line, you get to go right on in because they have a time for you and they're expecting you. So, but you know, it's a trade-off.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But,
it's a good one.
But
it's a good one if you like to travel that way. If you like the haphazard, not knowing where you're going and this type of thing.
Then that's fine, too.
Absolutely.
But, you know, this way we take care of all the arrangements and you don't have to worry about anything.
That's great. Now, of course, you also have, let's see, you're doing the Trains of the Colorado Rockies. That's July 5th through the 13th. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Okay, this is a 9-day trip, and I always try to book one thing each year that is in the United States, because this is an awesome place, too, and we want to see things
sure.
in the United States as well as overseas or on other continents. So this year we chose Colorado, and there'll be four trains that you will ride on throughout the trip that will take you to different points. Some of these are historic trains, ones that took the silver and the gold in and out during the gold rush,
mm-hmm.
And the Cog Railroad that takes you up to Pikes Peak. The scenery, I'm told, is amazing at all of these places. And you get to learn about the cave-dwelling Indians, I'm not sure I can pronounce the
okay.
name of them. They were a branch of the Navajos, mm-hmm. Pueblos. And some of the cave dwellers.
Now, is this a good family vacation one?
Well, families could go on this one,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a brand that is family vacations where for younger children
mm-hmm.
that would incorporate more activities that the younger children would enjoy as well. But we've had teenagers and whatnot go on some of these trips, and they have enjoyed them, and they have been great.
Sure. So that would be
so
a teenager type or adults would be
right,
good on
this right.
one.
But we have had some young. We did national parks. We had some younger children go, and they did fine. But as I said, if you're looking for a family trip, Colette has a brand of family trips that probably they have one to Colorado.
Oh, okay.
But it would just include more things that would involve younger children and activities for them.
Okay. All right, so we've got the Trains of the Colorado Rockies. That one is coming up July 5th, right after July 4th, if we're
right.
all still here. Yeah. But moving right.
And there'll be information sessions on that one in January. And also, we also do not only a live information session on these trips, but we're doing online presentations as well. So if you can't get to the live one, you can see it Online in the comfort of your own home.
And your PJs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Hey, we're going to come back. We've got some great tours. We're going to talk about a safari to Kenya and the Galapagos Islands and the Machu Picchu. So you got to stay right with us. We're coming right back at you. Got a question for Gene? Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Travel at its best right here from Gene Houston and Colette Travel and Piedmont Technical College. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Jean Houston. She works with Colette Travel. She also works through Piedmont Technical College on travel and trips. And if you'd like to give Jean a call, you can call her 993-1955. That's 993-1955. And, of course, if you want to look at her website and contact her through her website, it's jeanstraveladventures.com. That's Jean's Travel Lady? Is that right?
Jean's Travel Adventures.
Oh, okay. Travel Adventures. Okay, all right. Check that out. I thought I saw L-A-D. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Adventures. I got it now.
but the jeans is spelled J-E-A-N-N-E.
That's right. J-E-A-N-N-E-S Travel
Adventures.com.
All right. So make sure you check that one out. She says it's a work in progress, but I'll bet it looks better than she says it does because that's just the way Jean Houston does it. But, Gene, you know, you've got two exciting trips coming up in 2013, the Kenya Safari. Now, what's this about a safari?
This is not a shoot with guns.
Okay.
This is a shoot with photography.
Okay.
And this is one of those bucket list items.
A lot of people want to do something like this.
A lot of people want to do something like this. It's called an exploration trip. It's We can only take 24 people.
For the whole trip.
For the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you go into the bush of Kenya. You do stay.
No luxury hotels?
Actually, there are some very nice hotels that you'll stay in.
Okay.
And when you go into the bush, you'll stay in some of the tents, compounds that they say are like luxury hotels. You have inside baths, you have marble, you have... It's like a hotel room, but it's in a tent.
Okay. It's movable then.
And I have been told that from folks that have been there that it's surrounded by a fence so that you're the ones in the zoo and the animals are the ones looking in at you.
Okay.
But they take you out on 8 game drives, and you get to see the big five. We'll be going in September, which is their time when they are moving. Because...
Mm-hmm. The animals are moving.
You do have to be physically fit to be able to handle bumpy roads and all, because you'll be riding in jeeps that are going to be bumping across the plains. And
you're going to have to get in and out of the jeep.
Moving around a lot. Yes. And it's not going to be like at home, because you may be doing some early morning excursions and some late evening excursions and resting in the middle of the day. But I've been told it's a life-changing experience, that you really get to see how these people live. You really get to experience the culture, the food, the environment, and you know, just the awesome scenery, the plains, so that it is really be an exciting trip.
Now, this is all shot with cameras, right?
All shot with cameras. That's right.
Okay, I just thought I'd bring that up.
No guns.
No guns. Okay, so... if you wanted to do something like this, this would be a fabulous trip. As you said, it's only 24 people total on the whole trip.
It's 14 days, 33 meals, so just about everything is included in this trip.
What kind of cost is it for it then?
It's for double per person. Mm-hmm. For two to a room is $7,049.
Mm-hmm.
And that is if you book before December the 6th,
okay,
you get a $250 discount,
okay,
per person.
Per person.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's
one of your more expensive trips.
Right. And it's including air. It's including the air taxes and everything. The only thing it doesn't include is your insurance. And, you know, the insurance is $260 a person. And, again, that covers everything from trip cancellation to trip delay to loss of luggage to medical to anything you just about think of.
Wow. So that sounds like an exciting one. Now, just for the record, are you going to be able to go on this one?
I'm planning on it.
You're planning on it. Okay, then we'll have to have you back to show us these great pictures you get of the animals you shot, Jean.
That's right.
All right. Now, that one is, as you said, mid-September. Now, then you have one more trip that you're actually partnering with Lander on.
That's correct.
Tell us about that one.
And this is going to be 2014. And the reason we're already booking this out that far is because this is another big bucket list item. And you really need to put it out that far ahead of time and let people know that it's coming.
Sure.
But this is Galapagos Islands in Machu Picchu. And Galapagos Islands is, if you're aware of, it's one of those places that they really don't let a lot of people go to. They kind of monitor the number that they let go each year because they don't want it to become commercialized. They want to protect the animals
in
the environment, the ecosystem. And it's one I've been wanting to do for a long time. And when I talked with Shelley at Atlanta, and we agreed that we'd like to partner and do this in conjunction with each other and both promote it and do it together. So that's what we're planning to do. It will be in January of 2014, and we will be doing an information session on it on May the 21st of 2013. But it will be doing a five-day cruise of the Galapagos Islands. Then we will go, which is off of Ecuador. We'll fly into Ecuador, and then we will fly then to Peru and do some areas of Peru and go up to Machu Picchu, which is another one of those World Heritage Zonas and the lost colony of the Incas. So it should be a most exciting trip. It's for double occupancy for an outside cabin. Your lowest price is $8,399.
Okay.
And this is a 14-day, 27-meal trip.
Wow.
And there, of course, on the African one, there's an extension if you want to take it to Tanzania. On this one, there's a five-day pre-trip to Ecuador if you want to do it to the Ecuador Amazon area.
Wow.
But that's in addition to that price.
Sure.
And those are just extra things if you want to. But these will be awesome bucket list items. Again, this is only 24 people.
24 people. So you really get to know the people that you're traveling with, too,
you
I
do.
Would presume.
You
yes.
do. And we have wonderful tour managers. You'll have historians and naturalists on these trips that will be, you know, telling you all about everything you want to know. And you'll get to see all these exotic animals that are in the Galapagos Islands.
You know, there is something, I mean, you can watch it on TV till you're blue in the face. There is nothing like seeing it in person, though.
That's right.
Yep.
There's just nothing like it. And standing in those places where, you know,
history has been
history made. Has been there forever and ever and ever. Like Machu Picchu was goes back into 14th century,
yeah.
You know, and to stand in that spot.
Absolutely.
Is,
a phenomenal
yeah, anyway.
Experiences, and if you are looking for trips that bring you something different, you'll definitely want to contact Jean Houston, 993-1955. That's 993-1955. She will be able to put it together for you. I like the idea if somebody wants to extend a trip that there is options on either one of these trips to Kenya or the Galapagos Islands and Machu Picchu. So make sure you take advantage of this while you can. Make a plan. And the other thing is, you have enough time to put your money together for
That's
this
right.
too.
You can start saving putting back a little bit at a time.
That's right. Or telling everybody what you want for Christmas.
Right. 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 That's one reason to put it out early. Because, as I said, these are big bucket items that not everybody's going to want to do or
sure.
or whatnot. But those people that I've always said I'd love to do that. This is now the chance.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming out here, Jean. You know, as you have traveled around, is there any piece of advice you would like to give out to people there that you say, you know, make sure you take this? Is there one item? Is there one item that you should always not travel without? I just threw that out there. I just was thinking, you know, sometimes it's the littlest things that make a difference.
Well, I tell you, the best thing to tell people is to make sure they take their own little medicine chest. Because foods are different. And so you might need to
Pepsid
be prepared.
AC, yeah. You know? I wouldn't travel without Pepsid AC, let me tell you.
The biggest thing is that it's not a fashion show. Travel light. Take as little as you possibly can.
And be comfortable.
And be comfortable.
Yeah, and comfortable shoes.
Yes,
comfortable
shoes. Yes.
Well, it certainly has been a pleasure catching up with you and seeing what you're doing. Again, if you'd like to call Jean, 993-1955. And don't forget to check out her website, jeanstraveladventures.com. You can also contact her through her website there. So 993-1955. How is it to have a job where you're retired but you're still not retired?
It's wonderful.
I bet it is.
I like to stay busy, but I do it on my own terms.
Absolutely. Well, Jean Houston, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. We are going to be here till 6 o'clock today, so make sure if you've got gold to sell that you come see us this afternoon. I am going to let this go and turn it back over to a little smooth jazz. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.